when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads as if it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon and gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was a great and there was given unto him a great mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Who is likened to the beast? Who is able to make war with the beast with him? I'll tell you who the hell's going to make war. You're talking to three people tonight. They're going to make, wait, we're going to make war, and we're going to kick the living hell out of the beast, folks. As long as we have every, as long as there's one breath in our body, we're going to kick the living hell out of these demons from hell that they can unleash. After the demons from hell, but we're going to have Jesus Christ Almighty on our side. People, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We have two wonderful people of the night. We have the one and only Michael Tubbs coming tonight, and you talk about somebody who can kick ass. Nobody can kick ass better than Michael Tubbs. And we also have Ran, my brother, the lone wolf, Ran Owens, flying with the B-17 tonight. The people, it is, in case you don't know, it is November the 26th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2022. As we always say, there's no name under heaven which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And before we introduce people tonight, before we go to our outline, you know, people, we always start this show off with a prayer. And Brother Rand, are you ready to rock and roll with a prayer, sir?
Oh, absolutely, Eddie. Sure. Let's bow our head and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we just come to you humbly, Lord. We just pray that you would be with us tonight on this program. We pray that you would help us convey things across these airways, Lord, in a way that would be pleasing to you. Lord, we pray that you would lead us, guide us, and direct us. We pray that you'd be with us tonight and the coming days, weeks, and months, Lord, as we go into this the times that we're living in now. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for all your blessings. We want to thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. It's just, it's limitless. And we just and we just want to honor you and thank you for all the things that you do for us, Lord. And we want to most of all thank you for Jesus, Lord. We want to thank you for Jesus coming and dying a horrible death on that cross in order that we might have a chance to have eternal life. And we just thank you for him. And we thank you for him and his, thank you for Jesus. And we say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Rand. Thank you so very much. You know, and we are Christian warriors here, and I ain't never seen a warrior with an olive branch in his hand. We got swords and our swords, rhetorical swords. We got more than that, though. And we're going to kick the hell out of the devil tonight. Before we do that, folks, we have to go to our donors, without which we could not have a Blood River Radio. So, people, the first person up tonight was dear big sister Nancy Hitt. She sent in a great contribution. And bless her heart, she's homesick tonight. She was supposed to be on second hour, but she's homesick. She won't be on second hour. Second hour would be a little sister Monica Schaefer and Rand. But little Nancy, we had to do it audible. She won't be here tonight, but she sent a contribution. She sent a wonderful card. Her card says, "Keep up the good work, little Eddie, your old big sister Nancy." And she says, "I enclosed some photos I took of Virginia several years ago. We lost a lot when Stonewall was killed by his own men by accident." And she sent these wonderful photographs, five or six of them. This one marker is, it says, it's a wonderful stone marker, grave marker. It says, "Arm, the arm of Stonewall Jackson was buried here May the 3rd of 1863. His body, I think she said the rest of it was buried in Lexington, Virginia. But she sent great photographs of that. She's been there. And I hope and pray that Miss Nancy gets well quick. I really do. She's a loyal member of this team, and she's also a donor. Anyway, so thank you so much, Miss Nancy. Also, Mr. Buddy. I mean, my Lord, Mr. Buddy. I don't know how anyone could possibly do more than he does. He supports us in a cornucopia of other causes, wonderful causes. He just really given a tremendous sacrifice, and not only us but other people in the movement. We also have Paul from Princeton, West Virginia, who sent in a great donation and a great letter. We just couldn't live without. We couldn't do without those donations, folks. Anyway, folks, I just kind of halfway gave the outline, but here's what we're going to do tonight. We've been blessed by God. Michael Tubbs is coming back on. He's leading us. He is our chief instructor, pretty much our only instructor, because me and Rand, we're going to kind of ask questions to help. But Michael Tubbs, he's been there up close and personal. He's done it. I'm very proud of him. Probably I'm more proud of him for surviving in the gulag, in the federal gulag, the Jew-log, you might say, because he was locked up because he actually took the Second Amendment seriously. Anyway, he's going to lead us. We're going to continue. We're going to pick up where we left off before the marathon in New York, before Thanksgiving and stuff. We're going to continue on with our self-defense course. You might want to call it a self-offense course. And I'm going to bring some stuff up in a minute, how things have gotten a lot more serious. We need him more than ever. So anyway, without further ado, how you doing tonight, Brother Michael Tubbs? My little big brother. How you doing, fella?
Sir, by the grace of God, I am doing nothing short of excellent. I am richly blessed beyond all measure, and I thank you for having me on with you and Rand tonight.
Well, I thank you for coming on. And I know our audience owes you a big debt. We've covered a lot of ground. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and scour our archives. And I'm going to write down every show, the dates when you've been on, and try to get them on our internet so people that want to go back and review the lessons you've given. We've just given a lot. There's been a lot of content. There's going to be more tonight, and things are really, I tell you what, the globalists, I hate the word globalists. We probably just go ahead and say it like it's just a Jew world order. And they're really turning up the heat. I don't know if I'm going to kind of set the table here. You know, excuse this eternal hack, you know. A while back, I remember one of our classes when we had the one and only Michael Tubbs on, I asked him, what do we do about drone defense? Defending against drones. Well, I'm going to make this quick. I was listening to True News. Got to give True News their due. Now they're a multi-million-dollar operation. Probably they fly all over the world. They got a lot of money. They have a huge operation. They have a great intelligence network. I was listening to them. They said that there's been a growth. They've been not a drone, but a cloud of drones. Many drones flying over Washington D.C. And they said that they were identified as being red Chinese drones. Well, before I go any further, I'm going to ask all the questions to Michael in just a minute. But as soon as I heard that, I remember I asked Michael how we defend against these damn drones. Because, I mean, they've got some drones that will do stuff like you wouldn't believe. Well, anyway, I've got some other stuff to add, but we'll add it as we go. So we've got about 2 minutes before break. I'll just call you Professor Tubbs. So, Michael, where would you like to start off before we get to this drone thing? Would you like to start off to another defense? Would you like to kind of, if your memory's better than mine, would you like to kind of summarize what we've done so far? You're the professor. Where do we start, Michael?
Well, sir, everything we talked about is in the archives. I won't want to rehash that and waste your valuable time talking about what we've already talked about. It's easier and more time efficient for me to direct people to sources of knowledge rather than try to impart that knowledge on the air. And I've listed a number of very excellent manuals on your previous broadcast. While I'm on the subject of manuals, I'd just like to bring up a couple of them that our people should avail themselves of. Both of the manuals I'm getting ready to mention are published by an ex-Navy SEAL. I know everybody on the planet wants to be an ex-Navy SEAL, and that's how they sell stuff, but this guy is the real deal. Retired Navy SEAL Clint Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N. And he has a couple of really excellent books that I would recommend that everybody purchase and start working on the skills that are contained within them. These manuals are called 100 Deadly Skills, The SEAL Operative's Guide to Eluding Pursuers, Evading Capture, and Surviving Any Dangerous Situation. And that might be a little bit of help on the drone subject. And then his second book follows up with a similar information. It's called 100 Deadly Skills Survival Edition, The SEAL's Operative Guide to Surviving in the Wild and Being Prepared for Any Disaster. I think both of these are incredibly valuable books for the average person who wants to learn some survival skills. So please make yourself make these available to yourself and get educated.
We'll get back to those books as soon as we come back from this quick break.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And listen, I hope we're doing the best we can. I should have organized the program better, and I promise you it will be better next week organized. But we are what we're doing. In case you just tuned in, we are continuing trying to pick up where we left off with our self-defense, self-offense, of course, led by the very able instructor Michael Tubbs. With Rand Owen, he's flying wing with us tonight. He's going to help us out, asking questions and stuff, because he's got a better memory than I do, than I have. But anyway, we're going to go right back to our instructor, Michael Tubbs. He's going to talk about, I think he said, about something to do with weapons. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, sir. In previous broadcasts, we discussed what weapons were the most readily available, most useful, which ones offered the best interchangeability of ammunition, magazines, and availability of spare parts and such. We talked about the AR-15, of course, and the entire family of weapons that can be assembled from the AR-15 in various calibers, but and also the Glock 17. But one thing that I failed to mention in your previous broadcast was everybody, most people probably already know this who are familiar with firearms, but you don't want to be buying anything from a licensed firearms dealer where you have to fill out the government's 4473 form, which is a permanent record which must be maintained forever and until the business owner goes out of business. Then he has to turn those records over to the ATF, and now they have information on what kind of firearms you own. And they also are pretty sneaky. They'll go in for a record check and they'll start photographing the 4473s and, you know, compiling their own illegal list back at ATF headquarters. So always avoid purchasing firearms over the counter from a licensed dealer. Always buy your firearms secondhand. And even better, for those who are very familiar with firearms, they know about 80% receivers. You can buy what's called an 80% AR-15 low receiver, and you can with a hand drill and a router and a jig, which is readily available from multiple sources. You can drill out the fire control pocket of an AR-15 lower and drill the pinholes on the sides in less than an hour, and have a fully functional operational AR-15 with the rest of your parts kit. Same thing with a Glock 17 and some other pistols. They sell an 80% polymer frame and a drill jig that you just put it inside the jig and start drilling holes. And you know, a couple of the small things to be done with common hand tools, and you have what, you know, is popularly referred to as a ghost gun. Completely legal to build your own firearms in the United States for now. And the 80% kits are still legal for now, but the ATF is trying to do an end run around selling the 80% receivers along with the parts kits or the jigs. They might even try to make it illegal to possess an 80% receiver and a jig in the same location. That's why it's important now to start getting your firearms together. Make sure you have firearms that the government doesn't know about, because one day we can pretty much count on them confiscating firearms.
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Rand.
No, I was just going to ask a question while we were talking about firearms and handguns for Michael. I know he said he recommended the 9mm. Michael, what would be your second choice caliber, and where would you – where would you place the 40 caliber at, in your opinion?
Well, the some of the top firearms instructors, pistol firearms instructors, like the late James Yeager, for example, they were very much against the 40 caliber handgun because the 40 caliber round is highly overpowered and ends up causing damage to the firearm. It's got more recoil and, you know, more muzzle blasts than is necessary. I grew up on the 1911 45 ACP. That's my favorite gun. That used to be the pistolero's pistol. You know, every combat shooter in America went straight to the 1911 A1 for a handgun, and they're still very popular. And that's another one that you can make with an 80% receiver. They have the jigs out there to manufacture those. But the bottom line, we're talking long-term survival, combat in the streets. The number one thing you should consider in the choice of a handgun is the availability of the ammunition and the magazines and spare parts. and also interoperability with the other people that you were with. Those are the only things that matter. All that stuff about stopping power and all that. Every caliber on this planet has done a lot of damage in a lot of wars. You know, all the popular combat calibers, 9mm, 45 ACP, 357, 38 Special. You know, they're all good rounds, but you want a high magazine capacity. I leave revolvers out of the equation. For your question, my personal preference would be the 1911 A1 and 45 ACP.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense about the recoil, though. That makes sense for sure.
Yeah, all the guys nowadays say 1911 is a boomer's gun, but, you know, hey, it's been going strong for well over 100 years.
You know, my dad was in the Pacific in World War II, I remember he was talking. He said that if you shot a Jap with a 45 and he didn't go down, he said he was tied to a tree. And he said that Japs used to tie themselves. Snipers would tie themselves in the top of a tree. When a GI came along, he might even be shooting a dead Jap and didn't know it. But when you kill the Jap in the top of the tree, he was tied in there, didn't fall out. The GI would give his position away when he fired. But he was he loved the old 45. It's been around forever. Served what, two wars? But I know what Michael's talking about is availability, and I believe Michael said that the 9mm was probably the most prolific handgun ammunition on the planet. Is that right, Michael?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's an international caliber, and you just go to a gun store or a hardware store and look at the ammunition supply and see what's on the shelf, see what's not there. You don't want to get yourself wed to some crazy exotic pistol caliber like 357 SIG or 45 GAP or some, you know, crazy stuff like that. Get the most common caliber that's a combat caliber. You don't want any, you know, obviously you don't want 22, 25, 32 ACP, 38 Smith & Wesson, some garbage like that. You want modern combat calibers, but get that which is most readily available.
Makes sense to me. You know, I would just like to say, to going back to our first opening, we are, and I'll talk about some other stuff leading that we have to defend against. But people, we've talked about here on Blood River Radio since our second show, our first show, we brought in all of our co-hosts and guests, people from other shows like Sam Bushman, James Edwards. We had Rich Hamblin. We have a lot of people on that first show introducing the show. But we've always said two things on this program, and I don't like to call it a show. I consider it a self-defense, self-offense program for white people to fight. Our number one issue is to fight against global white genocide. And we've also said this. People, we're fighting against Satan himself. We really are. I was telling our audience, and I'll give True News the credit, because I was watching. I stopped watching them for a long time because they're pretty much anti-South. They don't like people in the South. They're kind of Negro worshipers, but they're totally awake to the JQ. They know about the Jew. They know about the Jew problem. They don't single them out near as much as they used to. But they do have a lot of good intelligence, a lot of good news stuff, and I'm just going to kick this out there. This is the kind of stuff we're going to have to defend against. I think it was last week that the heads of state from just about all the Asian Pacific region nations, like Singapore, you know, all those people over there, you know, probably the Philippines, of course, China. You know, they were there with the, I can't pronounce the guy's name. It looks like Xijimping, Xi Jinping, the head honcho for Red China, Kamala Harris, and also all the heads of states for these Pacific nations, Pacific Rim nations, and they were talking about starting in a global, worldwide. We gotta go. God, I can't believe we gotta go to another break already. People, we got to go to our second break, and when I come back, I'm going to throw this out to our guys just as fast as possible, and we're talking about defense. We're going to have to defend against what I'm going to tell you about as soon as we come back from this break.
Daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Investigators in Idaho, pouring through more than 260 digital submissions to a link supplied by the FBI, they're hoping to break the case of the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. It's been a couple of weeks since the four students were found in a Moscow home. Police still have not found the suspect or the weapon used in the murder, and they're asking for the public's help. A vigil will be held for the six victims killed during a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. The announcement comes as police release a so-called death note written by the suspected gunman, Andre Bing. Bing was a supervisor at the store. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after the shooting. He wrote on his phone about being harassed by his coworkers, wishing that he could start over. The handgun Bing used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. The Federal Communications Commission, citing national security concerns, is banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems. The new rules were approved Friday. The entertainment world is remembering singer and actress Irene Cara. She won an Oscar and Golden Globe along with two Grammys. Cara is best known as the voice behind the title cut from the 1980 film Fame and the era-defining Flashdance What a Feeling 3 years later. Deborah Cox called Cara an inspiration, while Holly Robinson Peake recalled seeing Cara perform, saying the insane combination of talent and beauty was overwhelming to her. Cara died at her home in Florida. She was 63. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, not trying to scare you tonight, but get ready to go on the offensive. I'm not one much for defense. General Patton said that fixed fortifications were monuments to the stupidity of mankind. I believe in offense. Always charge, charge, charge. Always attack, attack, attack. Never defend. But anyway, and we're going to talk about going on the offense. I'm not going to get us in jail or nothing like that, but we're in one hell of a shape. Anyway, listen, folks, so we're going to go right back to our chief instructor, Michael Tubbs, and he's going to talk to us about voting and participating in the government. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, sir, we had an incident in the Florida League of the South recently that kind of brought this subject to the forefront. It was about voting for our super governor, Ron DeSantis. And obviously, Ron DeSantis is a Republican. Obviously, he's not perfect. He's got some flaws that we don't care about. But the bottom line question was, who did we really want leading Florida for the next 4 years? Did we want that idiot Charlie Crist, or do we want Ron DeSantis? And, anybody with a straight head on their shoulder that's traditional conservative and Christian would choose Ron DeSantis. But we had some folks who were just adamant about not supporting Ron DeSantis because he was part of the GOP, and in turn that meant that we were supporting the GOP. I tried to argue that, no, this doesn't mean that we're friends of the GOP and the Republican Party. It just means that we have to choose wisely who we want to lead until we can get our own people in charge. The right wing has been checking out of the political scene for the longest time, refusing to vote, refusing to become involved. All they do is stockpile guns and talk about what they're going to do when the shit hits the fan. And they're not participating anywhere within the political system, whereas our enemies are fully committed to owning every single political position at the city, county, state, and federal level. They will busload their entire church congregation to the voting polls to make sure that they get the person voted in that they want, while we all sit around and yell at the TV, about all the bad guys that we don't like. And it is absolutely essential that the right wing, the Christian, white, conservative, traditional folks get thoroughly involved, at least at the city, county, and state level. I think Dr. Hill probably agrees with me that, whatever is bad for the empire is good for us. So I don't participate at the federal level. The American empire can rot in hell. In fact, if I wanted to vote for somebody to run the American empire, I'd probably vote for Joe Biden again, just so I could help see the collapse accelerate. But at the city, county, and state level, we've got to get involved, and we got to run our own people. And until we get our own people in charge, we got to vote for the best option for us. So we can't be sitting on the couch anymore and just talking about, oh, I can't vote for the lesser of two evils. Yeah, everybody sucks, okay? There's no perfect candidate. Even when we run our own people, we'll be arguing about which one of our own people is the lesser of two evils. That's just the way it is. But we really got to get involved in voting at a city, county, and state level.
You said a mouthful. You know what? In fact, I was talking to I've talked to all of our co-hosts on this show, especially Miss Nancy when she was sick. I said, I get so discouraged sometimes. I just feel like just saying, the hell with it. Do my hunting, do my fishing, run my marathons, and just let all these self-hating white SOBs, just let them get eaten. And when the mobs come in and start eating them up, when the runaway blacks start eating them alive, just say, get them, boy, eat them alive. I mean, I would walk to the mailbox to save one of them, because the people that turn on their own kind, if people that will not help us, they won't come and participate in the League of the South meeting. They won't send in $5. I can't stand those damn people. But, you're right. I'm wondering, Brand, do you have anything to add to that before I start talking?
Oh, no, I agree with him 100%, and I'm glad he clarified that about the federal election, because, of course, while I was, I don't trust the federal election. I think Trump's the savior, but I think they stole that election. And I tell you, gentlemen, I don't think the left intends on giving up power no matter what. I think they got a hold to it, and no matter what, I don't think they plan on giving it up. But I agree with Michael 100% about voting locally, and get to know your sheriff. Get to know your local sheriff, because he's the most powerful man in the county, and he would be a good start to leading us in the right direction. But of course, if he's the right fella, and fortunately in my neck of the woods, we have some pretty good sheriffs and local law and people. So, I don't want to go down a rabbit trail here, and I don't mean to put Michael on the spot, but Michael, I want to know your opinion in short of Vladimir Putin. I've heard a lot about Putin. I've heard, I've read these speeches and stuff that he said, and I'd be reading them and thinking, man, I wish we had somebody here in the United States that would stand up and say some of the things he said. And then I talked to some of these, even like National Socialist guys that don't think too much of him, and I've read where he was involved in South Africa on the wrong side, that you might say, and in short, that he's really not for white folks. I would like to think that he would be the type of fellow that would help liberate the South, but that might be wishful thinking, but if you've got a comment or two on that, Michael, I'd be interested to hear what you think about Putin.
Well, at the risk of being labeled a Putin bot or supporter, you know, when I was growing up, Russia was the evil empire. The Soviet Union and Russia were the evil empire. We heard all these stories about how corrupt things were, and you know, as I grew older and saw the wall come down in Berlin, I came to realize that everything that we were saying about Russia and the Soviet Union was coming to fruition in my own country. And I've seen it and I've heard it from a lot of people who immigrated here in the construction industry. We had a lot of Cubans, we had a lot of Peruvians, we had people from all over the Caribbean Basin, Central and South America, Eastern Europe, South Africa. And everybody that came over here, you know, they wanted to be here really bad and they loved it here, but they warned me. So many of these people warned me that they saw exactly what was happening here from where they came from. And I've seen Russia turn around quite a bit, and it seems now that if you really look into it, that Russia is what we used to be in a lot of ways. They're more Christian. They're anti Sodomite. It's just they've done a 180, and I'm not saying that Putin is solely responsible for that, but we all know who the Bolsheviks were and what they did to the Russian people, and we hated the Russian people and the Soviet Union because of the Bolsheviks. And we all know that the Bolsheviks were not Russian. And I think there was a lot of unnecessary hatred between us and our fellow white people in Russia for the longest time because of the actions of the Bolsheviks. And I don't really have a problem with Putin. I wish we had a leader like Putin right now. Yeah, he exudes everything, manly, masculine, militant, a great show of strength. And we, come on, you know, Joe Biden, that's what we've got.
That's what I've said, Michael. That's exactly what I said. But you talk to people in conversation, you know, well, if Russia hadn't invaded, Russia wasn't aggressive. But you know, fellas, I was reading this thing that Miss Nancy sent out right before we got on the air about Yankee imperialism. 867 U.S. military bases worldwide. And man, if you look at that map, I mean, they're pushing, well, we are, NATO, the elites, globalists, whatever you want to call them, they're pushing Russia in a corner. And I don't want to misspeak here, but you know, the same thing happened in Hitler, in my opinion, to a certain extent. They pushed Hitler into doing things that they could turn around and blame him for. And I see that happening with Russia. I see them being pushed in a corner and then turned around and being blamed for things that they actually didn't do. It just really gets me. When people talk about Russia being the aggressor, if people would,
we got to go to our last break, Red. Hold on, fella. Dear Blood River Radio family, we've got to go to our last break. Be right back after this quick commercial.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant.
Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Oh, precious Blood River Radio family. I cannot believe this hour. They seem to go faster and faster and faster. But people, I'm just going to, the hour's almost out. We got off on some rabbit trails, but I'm still just kind of try to do the best I can. I'm the king of rabbit trails. But to bring us back into focus, Michael Tubbs kicked out and ran to two. Here's the key, people. Here's the key point. We are seeing... Don't believe me. Go read the Bible. Go read Holy Scripture. We are seeing the end of the world. I agree with Rick Wiles. We are in the beginning times of the beginning of the end of the times. We're seeing the beginning of the end. We're seeing the beast system put into place. Dr. Hill and I was talking about not too long ago, you know, the so-called Antichrist. It's not just one big, hairy, ape-like monster with a horn come out of his head. It's the Antichrist spirit, an Antichrist system. The Antichrist system, it's like a global infrastructure that they're going to put in. It's going to be a legal, a medical, a technical system where they will you'll be controlled by fear, fear, fear. We have to fight against that. And we open up the hour saying, we're going to kick the hell. We might not be able to kill all of these demons that the beast uses against us, but we're going to kill our share. We are going to attack to the last breath of our body. But here's what we got to do. We got to do this legally. Like we talked about during the break. We have, and our guy said, we have to get control of a sheriff. We have to get a sheriff out there that's one of us, that's a Christian, that's a real sure-enough patriot that'll stand up for God. We have to start there, county by county, until we can get control of at least a section of the state. Like Tennessee's divided into three parts. That's why there's three parts, three stars on the Tennessee flag. You have West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee. If we could even get one section of that state and have a sheriff, have a regional sheriff, a regional posse, a regional militia, arm ourselves to the teeth, hopefully try to get control of our own state of Tennessee, and then we can appoint a grand jury. And then we can make us a list of these bastards that are planning, that they think they're so much better than we are, that they're going to start a global system of global health system that's continuous, that has continuity from state to state, from nation to nation, no matter where you go. And we're going to attack them. We've got to stop them from giving us these vaccinations. We've got to stop them from releasing viruses on us. We got to take back our money system. We have to take back our world, and we have to do it. But that's how we do it. We make our list of the George Soroses, all the other people, these people that are in the G20, the people that are in the Bilderbergers, the people in the Council of Foreign Relations. We have to make our list. And folks, we don't talk about defense then. We talk about friggin' offense. We go after them. We bring them back. We put them on trial, and they will get what their comeuppance after a trial. And I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. But you know what, people? If we don't get them, they're going to get us. It's that simple. It's do or die. Anyway, what do you think about that, Michael? Am I too hot?
You're right on track. I got a couple of points I'd like to elaborate on that you brought up. Number one, you're talking about making lists, you know, put names on there like George Soros and his fellow travelers. You know, what every person listening to this broadcast needs to do is start making a list of everybody that's in their county that is the major troublemaker in their county. It's easy to talk about, you know, it's easy to blame George Soros for things, but who's ever going to see George Soros? Who's ever going to touch George Soros? You can touch the people in your county in more ways than one, okay? So start making a list and begin that list for the top 10 troublemakers in your county. And if they're political people, they're in office, you know, start working to vote them out. And there's other techniques for eliminating bad people, too. But you said we need to do things legally, and I agree, but I'd like to quote the League of the South's statement of purpose, and that is, we seek to advance the cultural, social, economic, and political well-being and independence of the Southern people by all honorable means. It doesn't say all legal means, because a tyrant never gives you the legal right to overthrow him, okay? Our revolutionary ancestors did not look for something in the legal paperwork with Britain to say, oh, it says right here that we can overthrow our government, so let's go ahead and do it. No, they just shot British tax collectors in the face. All right. They didn't ask anybody's permission. They didn't look for a piece of parchment or paper with some legal wording on it to say, hey, what we're doing is legal. Let's go ahead now. You know, they just did it. Free men don't ask permission. So, yeah, we do need to take every legal route that's available, because we created the legal system. Our people created this legal system, and we have slowly given up all of our soft institutions of power. You know, our universities, our schools, the voting, everything. We've given it up. We turned it over to aliens, and it's time for us to get reinvigorated and take back what we created. These are the creations of Western white Christian men. They belong to us, and we've turned them over to aliens. So let's get busy on that. But, yes, legally do everything that's legal and everything that's within all honorable means. I agree with you.
That's excellent, because you know what? I know it's probably a cliche, but it's so true. All politics is local. You know, everything starts at the local level. You know, we have no hope of again, like you said, going after George Soros of the world. I can't think. You know, once I get riled up, my memory just goes to hell. But I had these people that are in the World Economic Forum, people that are in the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, you know, the Federal Reserve. I used to know a lot of them, but I guess I'm getting older and forget them. But anyway, those are the people. But before we can go get them, once we get control of our own state and our own country, then there's going to be no place on earth that they can go to get away from us. Because you know what? Sooner or later, I hope I live to see us tracking those suckers down. But yeah, we have to start local. But people, I just want to reiterate, you have to get some guts. You have to stop being afraid, because you're not going to get away from this, people. You're not going to escape these so-called shots. You're not going to escape the being herded up into concentration camps. All you have to do is look what's happened in the past. Look what they happened in the Soviet Union. Look what the Jews did when they controlled the Soviet Union, the Bolsheviks that Michael referenced earlier. They killed a conservative figure is 66 million whites, predominantly Christian people, in Russia, in the Ukraine. They killed 12 people were eating their own children in the Ukraine. But anyway, before we run out of time, Iran, what do you think about? I'm on board fully with what Michael Tupp said. What do you think about that, Rand?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I sit here thinking about, you know, things are going to have to get worse, I think. And that's just my opinion, to get people up off their rear ends. I mean, if we can't even get them to participate in our elections and really get out at work, like Michael was talking about, these leftists load up people, you know, they work at it. Of course, they don't have to work for a living, I guess, maybe, but, you know, most conservatives do. But, you know, if people won't get up off their rear ends to fight for an election, they're sure not going to take a, be involved with any kind of armed uprising or something. But I would like to, about the, I'm just thinking about what y'all was talking about the local situation. And all Rick Tyler at the last national convention, you know, that's what he was saying in his closing, was if we could just get one county to succeed, and that, you know, that would be a start, just somewhere one county succeed and go from there. And of course I was agreeing with it, everything he said about that, but yeah, we got to start local. But I think it's going to take something to, you know, we're going to have some kind of event that just shakes people to the core. Before they do a damn thing, you know. And I hate I have to say that, but I'm just afraid that's going to be the case.
Well, you know, I was at the Council of Conservative Citizens meeting back in, was it 07, 2007, in the Quad City of Sheffield, Tuscumbia, Muscle Shoals in Florence. And we had a meeting there, and I never will forget, Sam Dixon was up. He was asked a question. Sam Dixon was one of the speakers there, I believe. But the man asked him, when are the American people, the white people, going to finally stand up and do something? He said that when a man has nothing left to lose, he loses it. He said that when the man's children, their bellies are swollen out, like you see in these African posters, these children from starvation, they get bloated and flies around them, they have no food, then they'll be ready to do something. But then probably they'll be too late, too weak to do anything. But yeah, you know, I can't believe this hour has gone this daggum fast. But yes, start just in summary, what Michael said, I think Rand kind of voiced it. We have to start local. We have to do legal as best we can, because, you know, if we don't do legally, that's when we start off, because the Zog is going to be all on top of us. You know, send 30 armed people, maybe 50, like they did for, they'll do it to Trump. Like they're probably 300 after us. But we have to do, it's either us or them. It's the do or die. The last word to you, Michael Tubbs. We're about to run out of time. We got about 2 minutes.
I can't disagree with you at all, sir. Everybody needs to get their affairs in order. If you want to be involved with liberating your people and your land, you need to understand that this is a one-way ride, okay? You're most likely going to end up either dead or in prison, so get your affairs in order.
True.
We're going up against the world's last nuclear superpower here. They're not going to want to surrender any of their land, any of their money. It's something you talked about earlier, how you knew that this was of the devil himself. I know it is, because I can see the fingerprints of a transgenerational struggle on the part of our enemies. The rest of us, you know, we just live for today, maybe tomorrow, but the enemy, they've got a plan, a long-term plan that'll last 1,000 years. And the enemy never sleeps. And that's how I know this is of the Satan himself and his seed here on earth. As you can see it all around you, it's a long-term plan. And it's always in effect.
I tell you, I'd like to – go ahead, Rand.
No, I was just going to say, very well said. I agree with that 110%.
I tell you what, people never forget, even if you die – if you give yourself to Christ, if you become a follower of Christ, you got it made. No matter, you know what, if you don't resist, if just say you live to 100, you're still going to die someday. But I tell you what, if you're on the wrong side, if you don't lift a finger and help people like us turn this thing around, then you're going to go to hell. I don't care how long you live. Well, thank you so much, Michael Tubbs. Thank you. God bless you. I'll get back with you again, Michael Tubbs. I'll be a lot better than I've been being. I got one more marathon, but that's going to be here in Memphis. And we got to finish this course up real soon. But thank you so much, Michael. And God bless you. I'll be getting in touch with you. And you do the same thing. You call me anytime, day or night, my dear younger brother.
Thank you, sir.
People, you heard it. Now we've got we are transitioning to the second hour. We're going to pick up Miss Monica Schaefer, my little sister. She got a lot of stuff a lot of different kind of steps you go to break up the table. So hang on, people. This is going to be kind of a long break.